When we seize power, how does the decision-making process work? How do we decide at different times that we should give funds to this or that and a number of things at one time? For instance, people who disagree or some masses, they don't consider pornography to be pornography. They consider it to be eroticism. So how will the decision-making go? What gets on TV and what will be on the air voicing disagreement?
Well, there are a lot of different questions there. On the question, just on the specifics about pornography and eroticism, I think a basic distinction, you know, can be drawn in relation to the actual meaning or origins of the word. Like, eroticism has to do with eros, love. If something is depicting love, you know, on a basis of mutual respect and equality, then that's one thing. Pornography has to do with degradation. It has to do with, like, harlotry or whoredom or things like this. And it's, you know, in its root as a word. If it is not depicting love but domination and degradation, that's a qualitatively different thing. And I think we should be able to, you know, obviously understand that ourselves, but also struggle with the masses about the difference. You know, is all nudity wrong? No. You know, we'd have to get rid of a lot of art, some of which is not bad, you know. But, you know, is all depictions of people, you know, in sexual embraces bad necessarily? Not necessarily. Depends on what's being depicted and what it calls forth and what it inspires. See, so we have to, all this would be part of educating the masses about what's uplifting and inspiring and developing and encouraging of the kind of relations we want to develop among people of all kinds, sexual and otherwise, and what's destructive of that. So that's just a particularity. But on the broader question you were raising, well, you need, first of all, you have to develop governmental structures. I spoke to that some in Views On, but we needed to keep developing our understanding of this. How you need, I mean, this isn't communism, this is socialism. You need laws. And you need policies. Any government needs that, and you need a government. You have to govern. You have to make decisions about all spheres of society, the economy, the politics, the education, the health system, all these, you know, the recreational facility, all those things. There have to be decision-making, and a big part of that decision-making, it will be the allocation of funds for those things. So you have to have some form of legislation, bodies of people chosen through various means, combining the involvement of the party with the involvement of the masses, sometimes through direct election, in other ways through consultation between the masses and the party, sometimes through people in different spheres of society choosing representatives, sometimes doing it more on a territorial basis, either a regional or a city or even a countrywide selection. So you get different bodies that are legislative and different bodies that are administrative that are in line with the constitution that you establish that says what is the character of the society, what is the character of its economy, and how is that being, what are we setting out to do with that, how are we setting out to change, what is the character of the political system, and what, you know, how are we approaching that. And other key spheres of society. There's a, you know, you have a constitution which lays out, okay, look, this is the deal. This provides the framework within which to evaluate what people are doing at any given time. And this is the basis upon which people should be chosen to be part of the legislative or administrative or judicial, whatever part of the government. Now, out of the combination of the laws and policies that are passed and administration to carry out those laws and policies, you get lots of agencies set up. Any government has to do this. You know, you have a government agency, you know, for example, in this system, you have government agencies that deal with health and education in the interests of the system and the ruling class. Well, in socialism, you need agencies that deal with similar things in the interests of the new ruling class, but in the interest of advancing ultimately beyond ruling classes and beyond classes, carrying out this whole transition. And then, you know, part of your agency would be an agency that has to do, say, with funding people in the media and or funding other projects. And people would come to you and say, we want to do this, set up this TV studio to broadcast this. They'd come to that agency. And we want to put out, we want to make this film or do this thing. And we want money to do that. You know, we don't have enough money to make the kind of film we want to make. So, you know, it's like now, you apply for a grant, you apply for a foundation, and according to the way in which the people running those foundations or whatever view their interests and objectives within the framework of the interests and objectives of the system, even though there may be relative autonomy, you get or you don't get money, or you get so much or whatever. And, you know, there have to be a the way the party comes into all this is by providing the leadership in a political and ideological sense toward the shaping of the institutions and toward the shaping of policy without directly dictating everything, but doing it through the medium of these institutions and agencies and so on. And if part of your orientation, which the party has been fighting for and which is built into your constitution and your structure, is that you should fund things in the sphere of the media and the sphere of the arts and so on, where part of it is for people to do things which raise dissent and criticism, then that policy should be carried out, and where it's not, there'll be struggle. People will complain. People will protest. People will have a demonstration to say, this agency never funds anything but fucking propaganda for the government. Jesus Christ, if there's one more picture of so-and-so up here, we're going to have to just fucking burn the whole place down. So, you know, this is the reality of how these things go. And then, you know, you have the struggle over it. But the question is, what orientation do we have? You're going to have to pick and choose. You can't fund everything. There's necessity again. You know, we're not exploiting and living off the backs of other people. So all the wealth is created through the efforts of the people now. And, you know, there's going to be sabotage. There's going to be economic blockade. There's going to be military aggression. But it's a question of your orientation. Do you think this is important? Do we think this is important or not? You know, I heard of people that were, you know, responding to my saying this in certain talks, say, well, I'm not going to fund no motherfucking people to criticize the government. Well, that's a matter of line. You know, do you think this is important or not? Is it, you know, is this epistemology that I'm arguing for correct or not? Is this going to help, is it actually going to help us get to communism or not? If it is, then we have to struggle to make sure this happens, even though a lot of the shit that comes out we won't like. And there's some things we have to say, no, this is too harmful to everything we're trying to do. You know, you have to make decisions. You're not going to fund pornography if it's really pornography. You know, if it's degrading, if it's debasing of women, if it reinforces the oppression and domination of women, and the degradation of women, you're not going to fund it. Or of others. If it works in any kind of decisive way against everything we're trying to do, but does criticism, you know, does even somebody makes a film lampooning the party, is that something we'd fund? Maybe. At least they ought to make it entertaining then. You know, but there'd be an agency. Well, everything won't be decided by the party, you know. It'll be decided by these agencies, and then there'll be struggle, like I said. But the party will have a role in leading all this. We'll be having our involvement in everything, not to step in and decide everything in place of these institutions, but to be, in an overall sense, leading the struggle about what goes on in all these different spheres of society. And striving to win the people to the correct synthesis and keeping that solid core so that with all this craziness going on, if you will, we don't lose the whole thing. And sometimes you got to draw things in more tightly, and sometimes you got to let them open more. But you can't say, you know, you can't get into the thing of saying, well, sorry, we'd like to do that, but maybe next time. Right now, we're under too much pressure. Because then that becomes self-perpetuating. You'll never do it. That's another, this is kind of what they say, counterintuitive. It seems to go against what we should be thinking. But, you know, you have to struggle to create the space for opposition too sometimes. You know, that might go against what you think, but if you don't struggle to carve out the space where you can have opposition be expressed, it won't happen. The spontaneity will roll over it. So that will be a point of struggle, and the party will have to lead that struggle too. And it can be kind of funny, you know. But that's the way it is, you know. We lead a struggle to defend the New York Times, perhaps. I mean, talk about counterintuitive, you know. You know, at the same time as they're writing slanders about everything we're about. But that may be what happens, because in the larger picture of things, that's crucial to where we need to go. So similarly, we might lead a struggle, even against the spontaneity of some of the masses coming from a good place saying, what the fuck? Every time we fund these people, they just turn out shit. It says nothing bad, but nothing but bad shit about everything we're trying to do. Well, okay, you know, maybe we won't fund them this time because, you know, people have seen it two or three times. It's not that interesting anymore, you know, or it doesn't really add anything. It's not saying anything new. But maybe something else should be funded that does the same thing, and you're going to have to struggle to make sure that space is created for that to happen. That'll be a point of struggle, going against spontaneity once again. That's where the party's role has to come in. But we're not going to ever do that. You'll never do that unless you understand deeply and profoundly why that's part of what we need to go where we need to go. Because it runs counter to the spontaneity of what you think, you know, should be done in social society. What the hell should we make a revolution for so people can talk shit about it? But, you know, if we don't do that, then we're not going to keep advancing in this revolution. We're not going to keep learning from our shortcomings. We're not going to keep drawing in more people to actually... This is not a thing that can be made by the party. The party has to lead it, but this is not a transformation of world historic proportion that's going to be made by a small section of society, even if the party involves millions at a certain point. If the masses don't get drawn into this and don't become part of consciously doing this while being led until we no longer need that leadership, until that objective basis for that difference has been overcome... If they aren't drawn into this, and if they don't come to know why this will help us get where we need to go and this won't, then we're not going to get there. And they need opposition. That ties in with the John Stuart Mill point. They need to hear people articulate opposing views. They need those opposing views to be articulated as well as they can be put forward so they can determine what's true and not true in the deepest way. Without giving up the whole thing. This is not some liberal thing that I'm advocating. We're going to make revolution and sacrifice and everything that's involved. Maybe millions of people will die, and then we're going to turn it back over to people so that so that people won't think we're nasty. No. But we are going to develop the kind of process that's necessary for the masses of people to go where they need to go. And we're going to lead them in the way we have to lead them to do that. Or else we're not going to get there. And then we have actually wasted those millions of lives. Because it's going to turn into what people had anyway. And we have to really deeply understand this in order to be able to go against the tide and go against spontaneity to carve this out, make it happen.